and unreliable sources of security. Instead, he focused on cultivating inner virtue and stability. Despite the limitations of his status as a slave, Epictetus had the rare opportunity to pursue philosophical education. He became a student of Musonius Rufus, a respected Stoic philosopher known for his teachings on the practical application of philosophy. Under Rufus, Epictetus embraced the core tenets of Stoicism, including the distinction between what lies within our control and what does not, the primacy of reason, and the pursuit of eudaimonia, a state of human flourishing achieved through virtuous living. This education was not merely theoretical for Epictetus, it was a transformative experience that provided him the tools to attain inner freedom. The circumstances of his emancipation are not fully documented, but his intellectual prowess and moral character likely contributed to this change in status. As a freedman, Epictetus relocated to Rome, where he began to teach Stoic philosophy. His teachings attracted a wide range of followers, from ambitious young men to seasoned statesmen seeking moral guidance. Epictetus's reputation grew due to his ability to present Stoic ideas in an accessible and impactful manner, emphasizing the cultivation of personal agency and resilience in a tumultuous world. Historical context. Epictetus lived during a transformative period in Roman history, marked by political instability, social upheaval, and significant philosophical evolution. Understanding this context helps illuminate the profound impact these conditions had on his philosophical development and teachings. He lived through the reigns of several emperors, each contributing to the political and cultural landscape that shaped his philosophical outlook. The reign of Nero, 54 to 68 AD. Epictetus's early life unfolded under Emperor Nero, known for his tyranny, opulence, and eventual chaos. Nero's reign was marked by extravagant excess, political purges, and the persecution of Christians following the Great Fire of Rome in 64 AD. This environment of fear and instability profoundly influenced the young Epictetus, who was born into a household connected to the imperial court through his owner, Epaphroditus. The capricious nature of Nero's rule highlighted the fragility and unpredictability of external power and wealth. These observations contributed to Epictetus's later philosophical focus on internal freedom and cultivating personal virtue as sources of true stability and fulfillment, concepts central to his teachings. The Flavian dynasty, Vespasian and Titus, 69 to 81 AD. After Nero's suicide and the tumultuous year of the four emperors, Vespasian became emperor, founding the Flavian dynasty. Vespasian's reign brought stability and reforms to the empire. His pragmatic governance and fiscal responsibility restored confidence in imperial rule. His son, Titus, continued these policies, overseeing the completion of the Colosseum and responding effectively to the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 AD. During this period of relative stability, Epictetus likely gained his freedom through manumission, through which a master could grant freedom to his slaves. The newfound stability in the empire allowed Epictetus to establish himself as a philosopher and teacher in Rome, developing his reputation for practical wisdom and ethical instruction. Reign of Domitian, 81 to 96 AD. The stability of the Flavian dynasty was disrupted by Domitian's autocratic rule, characterized by paranoia and repression. Domitian viewed philosophers and intellectuals as potential threats, resulting in increased centralization of power and hostility toward philosophical circles. In 93 AD, Domitian expelled philosophers from Rome, perceiving their teachings as subversive. This forced Epictetus to seek refuge outside the city. Undeterred, he relocated to Nicopolis in Epirus, Greece, where he established his philosophical school. Although necessitated by political circumstances, this move allowed Epictetus